Welcome to the Pirates Overboard podcast. I'm your host, Justin Osterwick. Today, I got to sit down with three members of the Seton Hall women's golf team, sophomore Laura Todorovich, junior Anna Sarrias, and senior Ginevra Zavagli. They sat down with me to preview the 2024 Big East Golf Championship at Calawassee Island Golf Club. We had a great time catching up and talking about what it's been like leading up to the tournament, the excitement of getting to play, and advice going into the championship tournament. So sit back and relax as we preview the 2024 Women's Golf Big East Championships.
Welcome, Ginny, back to the program here on Pirates Overboard, and two other women's golfers of the Seton Hall program, Anna and Lotta, who joined us to preview the 2024 Big East Golf Championship. So first things first, how are you guys doing tonight? Or today? This afternoon? I don't even know anymore.
We're doing great. Excited. We're leaving tomorrow morning very early to go to Big East. It's going to be a long weekend, but I want to say really, really excited. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
The packing already started.
Hey, that's good. I know some people that don't pack until like the hour before, and they're just scrambling to get things together. So we're all excited to follow you here at Seton Hall as you get ready to leave for South Carolina tomorrow for Big East weekend. So how do you all feel going into the weekend?
I feel like the whole semester we've worked so hard. So now we're just ready to get there, get to play, and just show the work that we put in. Mm-hmm.
The cool thing is, like, we always have a training trip during spring break, and then we always use that training trip to at least one day play the course, because none of us ever played this course. So we have, like, a good idea of what to expect there, and we're ready.
Yeah, I would say, as Anna said, we worked really hard this semester, just for Big East. Like, you know, my senior year, I want to end on a good note, and there's no better way of doing it with these girls, so... Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. So, like you just said, Laura, you got to experience this over training trip. Was there anything that you all picked out while on training trip to kind of put in the back of your mind going into this weekend of things that you have to focus on?
I would say putting. Yeah. It was a lot of putting practice. It's a brand new course, like a relatively new course. So greens are going to be very difficult to play. They're going to be fast. Hard to land the ball when the ball lands. So really the game around the green would be the thing that's going to make the difference between the team who wins.
Yeah. Amazing. What's the weather looking like? I'm assuming sunny, beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be very hot and warm. So we've kind of been trying to get ready for it, just keep it hydrated. And we're just excited to have good weather.
Yeah, of course, as the earlier on in the week when we had Devin Hack on and some of the tennis players, it was beautiful. And then, of course, you guys are leaving, and it's going to get cold, cloudy, rainy again. So
we're taking the good weather with
us.
Yeah,
of course, exactly. of course. What are some of the things that you have individually worked on going into this week, whether that's the short game, putting, driving? What are some specific things that you've each individually worked on?
I feel like in general, we've really worked on short game, especially in the spring, because we've spent a lot of time in the golf room, so that is very short game heavy. I've definitely worked on some specific putting drills that I feel like helped not only the actual stroke, but confidence. Mm-hmm. And as the girls were saying, putting is going to be key, so we got to sink those 10-footers.
Yeah. We've also had some time to work on the range, so I feel like it's a big part within this team to just have time to do your own practice, work on your swing, and just feel like everything's in order for it. So,
yeah, me personally, routine. My routine before hitting a shot, I've worked on that on the range, just visualize the shot and just be calm and more like the mindset, because it's going to be three rounds of 18, so you have to start from the first hole, like, you know, good. Mm-hmm. With the birdie in the first hole, you don't have those 36 holes that allow you to warm up for the second 18, so definitely that, starting well.
Mm-hmm. Are there any I know we talked about when we sat down with you earlier on and just last week with Wen, are there any mental strategies that you've kind of implemented going into this week or that you're going to use at Big East that you kind of want to touch on that are going to help you through that weekend?
Something that we've been working on lately is just when we get to the final stretch, instead of thinking ahead and thinking about the overall result, just playing one hole at a time. We've had times when we have a hard time with that, so we just get too stressed about what's going to happen five holes in advance instead mm-hmm. of just playing the shot. So just be present and be in the moment.
Yeah, I would say play what I usually think is three holes at a time, you know, focus on having three pars or better and then focus on the next three. Just set short-term goals rather than like long-term. Because in the end, if you work on those short-term goals, they're going to help you reach those long-term goals, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I would say that definitely golf, one of the biggest challenges is the mental side. And you're out there on a course alone with yourself for a really long time, so it's really easy to get in your head. So finding little tricks, literally tricks, that work for you and something that will help you like bounce back, because we're all bound to have shots that aren't the way we envisioned them, but we cannot let that define our rounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the mental game, like you just said, in golf is huge. So going back to you, Laura, really quick, this is your second Big East championship. What are some of the things that you're looking to improve upon from last year's Big East to this year's Big East?
Honestly, I just hope that as a team, we do even better than we did last year and support each other and just the vibes on the course. It's crazy how even though it's an individual sport, you still feel them and you see your teammates and just try and support each other in every little way that we can. We have our little thing of like raising the sword every time we see each other on the course, and it actually helps a lot. So just really feel united, and I'm sure that the results will come for everyone. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Raising a sword on the course. I wanted a picture of that. That sounds like a lot of fun out there, especially, like you said, playing more individually. So, Anna, for you, you've had some great tournaments in this spring semester. What are some of the things that you focused on in the spring that has led to that success that you want to carry over going into this weekend?
For me, it's been both the mental part and just golf-wise, I've been working a lot on my putter because I've been always a pretty consistent player, but once it comes to the greens, I struggle more to scramble around. So I've been working on that. I've just been feeling really confident once I got to the greens, and that has helped me a lot during tournaments. And as I said before, just taking one shot at a time and not being ahead of myself.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And Ginny, for you, this is being your last Big East championship. What is one or two things that you're looking forward to the most going into it?
I just want to fully enjoy the moment, every single minute and second of it. One big goal that I have, and I hope I'm going to do it, is I want to be the last one on that day to get on the green of like 18. I want to have all the girls there to hug me. Probably they're going to throw water at me. Yeah, I just want to, like, you know, that's what I've been thinking the whole year, just that moment. I want to enjoy it. Obviously, play well, but I feel like it's the last moment of my mm-hmm. college career, golf. And so, yeah, just enjoy it, fully mm-hmm. enjoy it.
Yeah, that is for sure. So one more for you, Ginny. What advice would you give to the younger Seton Hall golfers as they maybe enter their first or second Big East tournament? Like, there's obviously going to be a lot of nerves there. It's for some their first big championship, but you now being going into your fourth one, what advice would you give to them?
I'll probably stick to the one that I gave the last time that I came here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why each one of us is here. It's a four-year grind, you know. Every year just gets better and better. You have the game. It's just a matter of being really confident and just never doubt yourself. You have to be your number one supporter because no one else can do it for you. So believe in yourself, in your capabilities, and just have fun, because you obviously have to enjoy what you're doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, having fun is key. So as we begin to wrap things up here, we're going to go into one of our favorite segments on our normal recorded episode. I don't know, something like that. But we're going to go walk the plank. These are shorter little questions that can have quick answers, but if you have a little bit of explanations, please feel free to explain why. So, Laura, we're going to start with you. What is your go-to song before getting onto the course?
I know this is supposed to be short, but my go-to song would probably be Run This Town.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Anna, it is your turn. What is your go-to pre-tournament meal?
We always have to get up really early in the morning, so I love a big just breakfast, scrambled eggs, bacon, and some bread.
Solid.
American breakfast.
And Jenny, last but not least, what is your go-to snack on the course, especially during a big tournament where nerves might be a thing, so you obviously don't want to have too much, but what is your go-to?
I would say the dark chocolate natural valley Oats bars. I love them. They're just like my go-to. They're like two little thin bars, so like every nine holes I try to have like one of those. They're really good. And if you add peanut butter, on it, it's a perfect dessert as well.
Amazing. So is there anything else that you guys would like to add before we wrap things up?
Go Pirates.
And thank you for having me again.
Yes, of course. Of course. So make sure everyone out there keeps track of the women's golf team as they take on the 2024 Big East Championship down in South Carolina. And as you guys said, go Pirates. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.